This week on The Marquee, we've got struggling soccer stars and the master of suspense. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, 300's Gerard Butler continues to try and prove that he's a one-hit wonder with his newest film, Playing for Keeps. A down-on-his-luck soccer star tries to get his life back on track by coaching his son's soccer team, but his raw animal magnetism gets him in trouble with the soccer moms.
Also opening in Columbus, in Hitchcock, Anthony Hopkins stars as the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. The film explores the making of the iconic director's hit thriller Psycho, but it focuses even more on his relationship with his strong-willed wife Alma, played by Helen Mirren. Though I would have liked a little less drama and a little more behind-the-scenes dirt, it's still an entertaining look at the life and work of the legendary director.
Patton Oswalt and Johnny Knoxville are brothers with a severe case of sibling rivalry in Nature Calls. When Knoxville kidnaps Oswalt's scout troop, including his son, Oswalt fights fire with fire, resulting in a lot of underage camping debauchery.
Part of the Gateway's Columbus Documentary Week, Chasing Ice follows nature photographer James Balog on a journey across the Arctic. Using time-lapse photography, he's able to capture the movement of the Arctic's massive glaciers.
It's the moment fans of Anna Nicole Smith's classic film Illegal Aliens have been waiting for, the behind-the-scenes documentary of the making of the film Addicted to Fame. With the aid of archival footage and new interviews, the sordid story of the film's production is told, all leading up to the sensationalized death of Anna Nicole Smith at age 39.
Well, although I'm fascinated by the Gateway's series of documentaries this week, I'm going to give Hitchcock my pick. It isn't the Oscar-worthy tell-all that some might expect, but it's an entertaining film nonetheless.
Even though I thought it was a bit uneven, I'm going to recommend Hitchcock as well. Anthony Hopkins and Helen Mirren provide memorable performances, and best of all, it provides an intriguing look back not only into the making of Psycho, but into the Hollywood system of the late 50s and early 60s.
Or if this week's docs and bios don't appeal to you, you can pick up one of the latest Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Dark Knight Rises. Christian Bale once again stars as the Caped Crusader in the third and final installment in director Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy. After a new villain threatens Gotham City, the reclusive hero returns to restore order. This dark and gritty finale didn't exactly live up to my high expectations. Still, Nolan is truly an artist, and his latest film is definitely a sight to behold.
In Hope Springs, a loving wife played by Meryl Streep and her curmudgeon of a husband played by Tommy Lee Jones aim to rekindle their stagnant love life at a couples retreat run by Steve Carell.
Disney's The Odd Life of Timothy Green stars Jennifer Garner and Joel Edgerton as a couple whose dreams of having a child come true when a mysterious little boy seems to sprout in their yard. Though the story and its point are a mystery, it's still a charming family film.
In The Beasts of the Southern Wild, a young girl named Hush Puppy must try and save her dying father while the flooding of the polar ice caps threatens her bayou home and unleashes dangerous mythical beasts.
Another Jennifer Garner film, Butter, tells the story of a butter carving showdown between a wealthy housewife and a sweet little orphan named Destiny.
If you're looking to expand your Blu-ray collection, be sure to check out some of this week's new Blu-ray catalog releases. First up, we have 3D editions of Finding Nemo and Up. Terry Gilliam's Brazil is also being released, courtesy of the Criterion Collection, while the musical Oklahoma and Steven Spielberg's Catch Me If You Can round out the remaining catalog titles. On the TV front, Star Trek The Next Generation fans can add the completely remastered second season to their collection.
Well, for my Blu-ray pick this week, I'm going to throw a curveball. Though I love Christopher Nolan, and I'm looking forward to seeing The Dark Knight Rises again, I'm going to give my pick to Pixar's delightful underwater adventure, Finding Nemo 3D.
My pick of the week goes to the release of Star Trek The Next Generation Season 2. All 22 episodes have been meticulously restored for high definition and include all new special features. Season 2 isn't a high point for the series, but seeing the show in high def is a revelation for fans.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Peter Jackson's return trip to Middle-earth. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
there is no terror in the bang, only in the anticipation of it.